You like the beep.
I know the last few weeks we've discussed the beep, and I know you folks at home aren't hearing it, but Jay got a new recorder, and it's just there's literally just a beep, and that lets you know when recording has begun. And I'm telling you, I don't know what it is, like an on-off switch. It's like I'm a sleeper cell that, like, the second I hear the beep, it's just, it's on.
It's funny, I was looking at your face just when I hit record.
Right.
I didn't mean to, it just, my eyes landed on
sure.
you. And you looked so happy when you heard the beep. You smiled beep. And you yeah, you lit up.
It's a solid beep.
It was really funny.
We'll have to get a recording of the beep.
Just the beep.
So people can hear what the beep sounds. It's just a beep.
Yeah. It's a good beep, though.
It's a solid.
It's a professional beep.
Beep. Yeah, a courteous beep. Courtesy beep. That's what I was trying to say.
You can do the welcome to.
You know what? We haven't done
you
that
haven't.
In weeks.
I know.
Weeks. And I kind of like the subtle.
Like we're just in it.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. I'm a fan of like Welcome to Hard on Podcast on uh-huh. like Behind Usable. I'm a fan of the subtle entry, like half whole.
Got it.
I don't know what it is. I have come to a point though where I'm trying to be more not professional, but more like is the language necessary?
Oh, really?
Not. Okay, no, I curse just as much as I ever have and shit like that. But like the toilet humor, as it were, you know what I'm saying?
Do you think that we have toilet humor?
Well, the name of the show is Hard On.
I know.
Outside, that's really the only thing.
We've talked a lot about that.
Yeah,
we've come too far.
Like that's kind of where I'm at. It's been 226,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
Like,
what are you gonna do?
You don't change it now.
And what do you name it? Do you name it something fucking boring?
That right, like. What? I don't know. There's crows out here. Nature. We're still outside, in case anybody was... That doesn't even sound real.
No, fully.
Yeah, we're not actually recording outside. We've been lying to you for weeks.
We just don't want to get in trouble.
Pipe in. Yeah, we don't want anybody to be under the assumption that we're actually recording face-to-face in a booth or something.
It's hilarious. That's how we have to do it over the winter. When we're in the basement, right. We'll just put like the sound of snow plows, and
right.
shoveling.
Yeah, yeah.
Jingle bells.
So yeah, I don't know. Like, so I have fantasy football coming up, and this is what made me think of that. The name of my fantasy football league, which I made in college, which is still going strong, is called the Go Balls Deep Fantasy Football League. And I don't know. I feel like I've hit a point, though, where, like, people come and go in the league. And there are people I work with in there now. And there are people that, like, you never know who might want to join the league that might be like, hey, do you have a fantasy football? Do you have any openings? And then I honestly don't even think of the name of the league until I log into my ESPN account every September and go, oh, yeah. The name of my fantasy football league is the Go Balls Deep League.
I feel like you can be a little bit more clever with your double entendre there.
Sure.
So it'll still be dirty, but not so on the nose.
Right. The reason I went with it in the first place is because that was the... do you remember Dodgeball, the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously. Right? Like, that was the name of the tournament, right? It was like the ADAA or whatever it was. That was like the slogan.
Yeah.
For the Dodge Log? What? Dodgeball League of America, or whatever it was Go Balls Deep. Like, that was the, and that was like, I that's funny.
Yeah.
So there is a comma in there. It's Go Balls Deep. So I'm like, I thought that was funny. But now I'm like, I'm fucking, you know, in my 30s.
Yeah.
And I'm still in the same fantasy football league. And
yep.
But I'm also considering naming my fantasy football team Ben Shapiro's Wife's Vagina. Is what I'm thinking about naming my league, my team this year. So maybe I'm on brand, I think, actually.
Yeah, I think you got to stay on brand. I think that's the most important thing.
Yeah, it's for the brand, man. All for the brand. But if you have any recommendations.
I wish I knew about football because I feel like this would be something I could excel at.
Team names? For
yeah,
fantasy.
I feel and like I could
the
make
actual
like
fantasy
puns.
Football, right? But the actual, like.
Yeah.
Dude, there are leagues out there that would be more than happy to have you. Even if we've had people in our league that didn't know what they were doing.
I played fantasy baseball for a couple of years.
It's miserable, though. Fantasy baseball is miserable.
I did three roster changes, and then I just every year,
yep.
for the years I paid, just I just paid. I didn't even care. People would text me like, "Hey, dude, your number one pitcher has been on the DL on the IL
on the IL now, yeah,
for 2.5 weeks. Yeah. So you're not getting any points." Okay.
Yeah, you got my money, right?
I don't give a fuck.
Great. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, man. I fantasy football is different. It's once a week. You know what I mean? The games are once a week. There's no, like, worrying about matchups. I mean, you do. You have to pay some attention. But it's a set-it-and-forget-it thing. If you check it once a week...
Is there going to be football this year?
It seems like there will be. I'm optimistic, and here's why. Baseball, despite their issues, has been making it work. Despite their issues. Every week, it seems like at least one team catches a case.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I do think football has less traveling. However, I think there are way more people involved in those traveling. Like, there's way more people on the team. So you do have, you know, mass travel. But, I mean, they charter the flights. It's not like they're, like, catching a JetBlue flight down to, like, Tampa. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's they travel once a week. They travel 8 times a season.
Okay.
Because you have 8 home games, 8 away. You know what I mean? So... That's kind of how I'm looking at it. I was like, you know what? If there's a, it makes sense to me with the few number of games that they can pull it off. Now, that being said, I fully believe for some game to be just like fucking canceled or postponed.
Dunzo.
Like, you know what I mean? But then what do you do? Like in baseball, you're like, yeah, we'll play a doubleheader tomorrow, or not, or like at the end of the week.
They'll just have to take a whole week off.
That's the thing.
They're everybody.
What do you do though? Does every team takes a week off?
Right.
And then do you lose your bye week? Because everybody does get a bye week in there. Maybe that's what you lose. Maybe hopefully it's only 1 week. Your practice squad guys are going to have to be ready to fucking go. But the way practice squad, because there's no minor
bubble
league.
Bubble them up, man.
That's what they should do. Bubble I 100% agree they should put everybody in a bubble. No. But they're very optimistic that they can have fans.
That's dumb.
And,
yeah, because you know why? Because the dumbest fucking people in America watch football. That's it. Yeah. That's it.
I mean, them plus the rest of us, right? Is that what you're saying? Okay. A lot of these stadiums, at least for the first few weeks, are definitely not having fans, I'm pretty sure. And then...
Why waste the brain power?
No, I'm just telling you what they're saying. All right. And then I think a couple stadiums, I want to do like a few thousand people. These stadiums can hold tens of thousands of people.
Sure,
but,
I know, but why waste the? I don't understand.
No, I get it. I mean, NASCAR was doing it.
Why
I didn't hear of any issues with NASCAR with allowing a few fans in. Like, I don't know, man.
I just feel like why pay the staff to come in?
Right.
Why pay? Like, why waste your time? Just bubble these guys up.
Yeah, I agree, man. I completely agree. If you want to play, do it in a bubble. Figure it out.
Yeah, figure it out, man.
Yeah, I think it's because. Outside of other professional sports, basketball probably has the best like players union situation. So the players were able to be like, we want to be in a bubble. We want to do this. We want to do, or maybe, wait, do I have this backwards? It depends on what the players want, I guess is what I'm saying. And do the players want to be in a bubble or do they want their freedom to go about and do as they please? Now, if they want to go about and do as they please, that they're kind of assholes. It's like those Cardinals players. Did you see the St. Louis Cardinals players? They went to a fucking casino after a game. Like, so obviously you don't take your job seriously.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm not saying you can't have... But then opt out of the season. Opt out of the season. You had the right to. You had the option to. Then if you don't want to take what you do seriously and you insist that you like, hey, we want to play. We want to, you know, get paid, essentially. Then follow the rules. Like, that's how I don't know.
Well, it's coming because it is September 4th today, sir. We're in it.
Yes.
We're in September.
We are less than a week away from NFL kickoff. I believe it's next Thursday night.
Is it? No yeah. shit.
Oh, yeah. They skipped preseason. They didn't do
year.
Any. But like,
what's the year I'll watch?
Because you have nothing else.
Yeah, I was thinking about it today. On. Every year for the last like 25 fucking years, I've been going, you know, this is the year, man. This is the year. I haven't watched football since I was a little kid before I even knew what was going on. And every year... I say I'm going to watch it. I'm so tired of not having anything to talk about for 5 months out of the year, 4 months out of the year,
right.
That I feel like, you know, it's a good thing. I can pick a team. I'll pick some shit bag underdog team,
uh-huh.
it, you know, and I'll pick, and I'll be a homer. I'll pick one of the two New York to three New York teams. And I'll just, I'll run with it, you know, and I'll try to get into it, and maybe I'll put a little money on some games. I'll draft things it up a little bit.
I hear that's fun.
I need something.
Uh-huh.
And basketball is going to come to an end here in another month and change.
And it's going to start late.
It's going to start. Yeah. So it's
because normally they would pick right back up in October, but that's not going to happen.
Halloween, usually Halloween weekend, Halloween week. So I need something, man. And I think it's probably going to be the year of football.
Great.
I think I need sports. Like I need live television.
Well, it's the only good live television left.
Yeah, but it's just, yeah.
That's the thing. Well, I shouldn't say live. It's the only good appointment television left.
But it's for the reason that, yes, and. Yeah. I want to be totally dependent on streaming services. And,
sure.
And just not, and cut the fucking cord. Like, uh-huh. I hate the cord.
Sports
the cord's
makes
stupid.
That shit difficult.
Sports makes it difficult, but I think what I like about TV, I think I like the commercials. I don't like to watch the commercials.
Uh-huh.
I like that they're on because it makes me feel like something is live and something is happening.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas like if I go into Netflix and just hit play on a movie, it's a movie. It's just...
Yeah, and well, even with the TV shows on like Netflix, because especially now everything just plays back to back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's just...
Can you turn off the Are You Still Watching thing, I wonder?
I don't know.
Because like...
But it still doesn't feel the same, you know? Like it feels like when there's a commercial on, it feels like somewhere there's someone hitting a button.
Some of the switches are getting flipped.
Yeah. So it just feels like TV is happening. Even if I'm not watching it, I just like to know what's on.
Right.
I think that's how I feel about sports. Like even if I'm not watching it, I like a baseball game on.
I appreciate technical difficulties.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like the sound cuts out for a minute and then Joe Buck has to fucking chime in and go, "We apologize for that." Or
right.
Guys in the truck, blah, blah, like shit like that. It's like
yeah.
Yeah. No, that's the thing in the summer. Like that's like baseball game just on in the background.
Yeah.
It's just on.
I got shit to do.
Yeah. It's just on, but you still feel like you're like participating in a thing.
Something
that's happening.
Like the world. Something the world is happening.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And being close to, relatively close to this, you know, to the city, to Yankee Stadium.
Oh yeah, you feel somewhat kind of connected to it.
Yeah, you're like, oh, that's happening. That's happening right down there. That's nice.
Yeah.
Like that's a live thing that's happening right now.
Like the game could start, and you could get down there and catch like the eighth inning.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So it's
yeah, exactly. It's nice. It's I don't know. And that I think that was the big thing that lacked in those dark months. And now that we're going to head
into... Because nothing
into
was happening. Nothing yeah, no, the happening. Only thing it had happening was the governor coming on to do his daily
mm-hmm.
updates.
Yeah.
That was the event
yeah.
that was happening. Outside of that, I mean, yeah. the Olympics got canceled, but that's sports still. It's still sports.
Yeah, nothing.
So,
happened.
Like, the only thing I would get excited about, like, I got really into Yella's marble runs.
Right.
And watching the Marble League on YouTube. That was fun.
Yeah.
I'm a big Green Ducks fan.
Okay.
They got obliterated, though.
So they got swag?
Should
we get you a hat?
You can get swag.
Yeah.
You can get Marble League swag. If you guys don't know what I'm talking about, there's a whole shit ton of... this is a YouTube channel of this guy who fucking just puts these marbles through these...
Marble like, Olympics?
These Olympic-like events. They also had an F1 series where they actually had like a legit F1 announcer in like doing the fucking commentary with the guy. And it was, they don't fuck around. And then this past year they were sponsored by John Oliver.
Oh, Fangool.
Yeah. Because it was right when quarantine hit that he was like doing a segment about like, what the hell are we going to do? He was talking about no sports being on. And then he was like, every year this guy puts the Marble Olympics together. And he was like, fuck it. So last week tonight with John Oliver sponsored this year's fucking Marble League. It was crazy.
It's great.
Yeah, no, it was great. But yeah, no, there's definitely something about a live sporting event that makes you feel like something's going on. And if you have any questions about football, Jay, I'm more than, you know, we could do, we can bring back Jay's
stone cold locks of the week of the year.
Yeah. I think maybe that's what needs to come back.
Yeah, maybe we'll do that. It's been a while. It's been a couple of years.
Coming up with complete bullshit reasons why you're rooting for teams and stuff. Usually based on players who were there 30 years ago.
Yeah.
But yeah.
The Walter Refrigerator Perry had a good week.
But Yeah, no, that'd be exciting. Do you want to get in on fantasy football?
No.
Okay. It was worth a shot. Yeah. I try.
I do not. Yeah. I got to do something. It's coming. It's coming, and I'm freaking out a little bit about it. I don't want to talk about it, but it's definitely coming. The cold is coming. It's dark out. It's getting dark earlier. We're out here. We got together a few minutes before we started, 6:30. The sun's already setting behind the trees. By the time we do this, it's going to be dark in this parking lot. By the time we finish, it is the time. It's starting to happen. The leaves are starting to change in some trees. And all of it this year means that we're going to be locked in.
Everything shuts down.
For fucking years, you know, I would make these movies in the summer, and then I would lament the changing leaves. I would lament the fall because I'm like, fuck, now we have to wait a year to finish this thing. And then I stopped caring. Like, everything kind of changed. We started getting good at doing, like, making our movies and getting them done quickly. And I think
efficiency.
Like last year I was like, good. I don't give a shit about the fall for the first time in forever. And now I got 1 year of that shit.
Right.
And here we are. Here we are. Terrified. Ready to be locked inside for the goddamn
remainder.
You should
pick up a winter hobby, like an outdoor winter.
What do you do?
You could snowshoe.
Yeah, there needs to be snow. Look, man, I like the snow. The snow's not the hard part. The hard part is the cold. Yeah, dude, it's the leading up to it. It's the November, mid-November through December, and then again in February. Mm-hmm. February sucks.
Yeah.
February fucking sucks. January, February, December's good. You got Christmas in there. You know?
Well, they front load winter with all this fun shit.
And then it becomes
Halloween starts
shitty.
Things
yeah.
off.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not freezing cold, but it's not out of the question for there to be flurries in the air on Halloween.
Yeah.
It could also be 90 degrees on Halloween, but still, like,
we live in a weird place.
Yeah. But by Thanksgiving, you're probably going to have at least your first snowfall of some type.
Yeah, just a month later.
And then, but you're ignoring it because you're like, well, Thanksgiving's coming up, and then fuck, Christmas is right around the corner. But this year,
bam, New Year's.
You know, it's all like online shopping this year. Man, New Year's is going to suck this year.
Nah, New Year's is going to be great because we're gonna get to put this year behind us. So
that's
it's going to be nice to be like, fuck you.
Of course, this year's an election year, so that is going to be weird in November.
Yeah.
Like, man, it's going to get really tight for like a week, I feel like. Because right now everybody's ignoring it.
Should we do like election coverage? should we just go live?
Yeah.
We should go live on YouTube.
Oh, my God.
And just...
live... election coverage from Hard On Podcast.
Yeah, dude, and we just stay up until it's called. We start it like, you know,
I couldn't
like
sleep last year or not last year, but last 4 years ago.
Me neither.
I could not
I was
believe
up until
what
they
was
called
happening
it.
In front of me.
Yeah.
Karen went to bed, she's like, I can't do this.
Yeah.
She's like, just waking up. When I wake up in the morning, I'm hoping this is all just settled itself out.
We're going to be home anyway. So let's do it. We'll record like a 6-hour podcast.
We'll talk about Wolf Blitzer.
Yeah, Wolf Blitzer.
Because, I mean, what channel do you want to watch?
Whatever.
We'll watch Wolf Blitzer. We'll watch CNN and fucking his like 3D maps that come up and shit.
Pretty sick.
And then every time a new state reporting, it's like... Poof.
You know,
CNN is now reporting that.
They've been working on that shit for like years.
Yeah.
For 4 years.
Oh, yeah.
Because last time was real cool
mm-hmm.
with all that 3D shit.
Yeah.
And immersive.
And them standing like literally like I'm standing in the middle of the Midwest with.
And it shows all the little like the little Game of Life figures like zooming past him and shit like that in augmented reality. Now, we got like 4 years of technology on that
shit.
They're going to Wolf Blitzer is going to be in like in the fucking Death Star.
Mm-hmm.
He's gonna be reporting live from a TIE fighter. I don't know. It's going to be awesome. I can't wait. We should do election coverage, the most ignorant election coverage.
Tell you what, we'll do a practice run at one of the debates.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. We'll do live debate coverage.
Oh, God.
That's where it's all going to go south.
We should just turn the
volume
down.
I kind of don't want there to be a debate because I feel like it can only get worse for us.
Yeah, I don't know.
But whatever.
This motherfucker.
I don't want. Yeah. No, no, for sure.
I think we just sum everything up with this motherfucker.
This motherfucker. And you don't even know who we're talking about. You could just say this motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah.
Trump did call dead soldiers losers today.
Yeah, and suckers.
Or not today, but you know, in the past. It came out today.
Yeah.
That, the Atlantic reported it. Then the Associated Press confirmed it.
Two sources.
And then I believe a Fox News person also. I could be wrong about that one. I heard that one through like the, but it was a, I trust the person who posted it.
And then he got on, it. He got on Twitter and was like, swear to God, I didn't.
Which he's like, swear to whatever. That's what he said.
I swear to whatever, man.
Swear to whatever. I swear to whatever you want.
Whatever you
swear
to. I don't believe in shit, so it doesn't matter to me.
I swear my upside down Bible. I swear to dog.
Swear on your hot daughter's boobies. All right, hold on.
Oh, hold on. Donald, you can't do that. Dumb motherfucker.
Yeah,
he would fuck his daughter if he could.
Oh my God.
Can we like if it all of a sudden became cool, like he'd be like first in line. Yeah. And it like I feel like throughout any moment in life, that would have been a complete joke that I just made. But it's not. Like, I literally think if somebody said, hey, we just found out, Donnie, that Ivanka is not your daughter, that second...
She'd be pregnant in 20 minutes.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, it's a little chill in the air.
It's nice.
Like, when I got outside, I came outside, because I've been working all day, and so when I came out to come here, it was my first time breaching the door. I had shorts on, and I'm like, oh, fucking a little crispy.
Should I put on pants?
I mean, I was
it's
already...
not pants time yet.
Yeah, no, it's not pants time.
I can't do pants time yet.
But Halloween's coming, and I'm a little... It sucks, because I feel like Halloween's definitely not going to be what it normally is. I mean, it definitely isn't going to be what it normally is. And it's not that I'm, like, a dress-up-and-go-to-parties type person, but I do like to pass
fuck around
candy.
And give out half-size candy bars, because you think that's okay to do in the new neighborhood?
No, this year is going to be full-size, if we can do it this year. We needed to get our numbers last year, Jay. We didn't know our numbers.
Yep.
It's better to have half-size candy for everybody than full size for only half the kids.
Okay.
Would you agree?
I don't think that was your idea. I think that was your smarter wife's idea.
You think so?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I think she was like, you know what, Sean? See, now I put you in a position where you're going to call your wife dumb or you're going to take credit. So what are you going to do?
I would say that her and I came to that conclusion together. I don't know what you're
talking
about.
Yeah, but that's bullshit. No. 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 She's a bright girl.
She is. She's much smarter than I am.
There you go.
So.
There you go.
You can probably trust that whatever she chose or decided was right.
Yeah. Hey, crazy dog. In Amsterdam, there are pockets of the town that are run by
packs of dogs.
Squadrons of feral dogs. And there's one.
So if we're not out of here by 8:30,
yeah.
He's
alerting.
We're in trouble.
He's alerting the rest of his team. Yeah. That we're over here.
He has eyes on us. He has a scent. He has our scent.
Yeah.
But no, like, I was looking forward to, like, decorating my porch and shit. And apparently the people who used to live in my... No, you can still do that, obviously.
Decorate.
But, like, we were... I found this thing where you get it for a projector that you project to, like, these cool jack-o'-lantern faces onto pumpkins. And they, like, talk and sing and shit.
That's cool.
And, like, and I was really looking forward to doing that. And... I mean, we still could, but
thanks,
it's not like
Obama.
People...
Thanks,
Obama. Yeah. Thanks, Obama. But, I don't know. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if they decide to do some sort of trick-or-treating thing where they're just like, leave the candy on the porch. But they're just going to have
asshole
kids.
And put your
filthy-ass
hands in a fucking
That's
bucket
the thing.
Full of shit. There's no good way to do
There's
it.
There's no good way to do it.
There's no trick-or-treat this year. I mean, I'm sure there will be. Because
no, it's going to be asshole parents that are like, I'm doing it anyway.
Yeah. I don't care.
If you have your lights on, I'm coming to your house.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Fuck people.
Yeah. It would be a good time to leave your lights on. And then when like, a kid knocks on your door and they have, like, his idiot parent is defiantly standing behind him, you just open it up with a shotgun blast. That would be a good time to do it, yeah. Because everybody that will knock on your door that night is a moron.
What's that? You got a... Oh, that's a good prop. Oh, it sounds like a real gun, too. Oh, shit.
Oh, hot rocks. Yeah. How many people do you think are going to go as COVID? How many
like
people?
Like, I am COVID?
Yeah. How many people do you think... How many, like... Okay, how many people... What's the percentage of the population of people? And what is the most likely age range of people who go as COVID?
as a teenager, I would have done that.
Yes.
100%. So I feel like a lot of younger kids will do it, but I also feel like a lot of like asshole, like people our age will also do it.
Okay.
I guess the age range, I think
anything like 16 on, like there'll be no little COVID people.
No, because then that's just their parents being a dick.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the higher concentration will be teenagers.
Yeah.
For sure. But I definitely think though people like, there are people that are going to dress up as Trump for some reason.
Yeah.
There are people that are going to dress up probably still as Obama for some reason. Like that's probably still a thing.
Will you read, what are the odds? If you're a betting man, what are the odds that we will read at least one story on November 1st about people opening the door to be coughed on by asshole, like some assholes? What are the odds?
So the person in the house is coughing on the people who come to the house?
Person that is trick-or-treating is coughing on the people who open the door.
I don't know if that'll happen. I mean, I want to say that won't happen.
Okay.
I want to say that.
I'm going to say it's going to happen. And I'm going to say we'll read two stories in different locations.
Sure. There's a pocket in Dallas of people.
Definitely going to happen in Texas.
Yeah. I definitely think, though, that there will be a large... If they do any sort of trick-or-treating, there will definitely be people who say, all right, we'll do trick-or-treating, but I'm not giving anything to anybody who doesn't have a mask on. And then there are parents that are going to show up trick-or-treating without masks on, and then the people like will open their like their door, but they'll like leave the screen door closed and be like, sorry, no, if you don't have a mask on, I'm not giving you any candy. And then they're going to put it on their kids and be like, what, you're going to disappoint my kid?
There's going to be fights.
There are going to be Halloween riots.
Brawls.
Fights. Yeah. Like fisticuffs. And like, that's the problem. If for nothing else, they should cancel Halloween for simply... because it's for kids, dude. Trick-or-treating is for kids. And you can't, first of all, you can't trust kids, as we've seen from like kids going back to school and kids going back to college and shit like that. You can't trust them to not, you know, do things responsibly.
Yeah.
So I feel like there would be parents who force their kids to go trick-or-treating.
Yeah, you're going.
Just to prove a point.
Yeah.
Like, no, we're going. And it was the same shit. You remember last year? All the people throwing a fit because towns were postponing Halloween?
Yes.
So we had a really bad storm.
Yeah, it was weather.
We were supposed to have a really bad storm, and we did.
Mm-hmm.
We did have a really bad storm. Luckily, it came later than was originally anticipated. It came later in the night, but it still rained, and that night we had a hell of a storm. Like, power was out all over the place the next morning.
Yeah.
Like, so that shit happened, and people were still throwing a fit that towns were canceling Halloween. And because people I work with were like, no, that's ridiculous. When I was a kid, we still went if it rained. Like, yeah, but it's not just going to rain. We had a big fucking storm.
Who gives a shit?
Yeah, put it on a different day.
Look,
who gives a shit?
Number one, I'm a parent who's gone out and trick-or-treated in the rain.
Sure.
It sucks.
Yeah.
It's not for me. I don't give a shit about the bag of sugar daddies and fucking mallow bars and whatever else.
You like Mary Jane's? It's kind of bullshit candy,
bullshit,
right?
Bullshit.
Where do you... Who has the fucking audacity to keep making that shit?
Who has the audacity to buy it? If you're at the store and you're stocking up on Halloween candy to pass out,
mm-hmm.
What asshole
yeah.
picks up a box of that bullshit?
Right. Those are the same people who force their kids to go trick-or-treating in the rain.
Yeah.
They're going to say, oh, well, this is the bullshit candy I got when I was a kid.
Yeah.
So this is what you're going to have. It's tradition. Like, people think, like, misery is tradition for some reason.
I had an argument with a friend this week about student loan forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that she was, like, on my side.
Hmm.
Turns out, no. Turns out, I'm like, yeah.
Oh, right.
I'm happy to have my student loans forgiven.
Sure.
That's very exciting for me. And it's very exciting for my offspring. Because then, you know, she won't have to deal with that crippling debtor's prison of student loans.
And then on top of that, you'll be able to do more for her because you don't have that bullshit.
Exactly.
It's good for everybody.
It's good for everybody.
And because, well, sorry, go ahead.
That was not the side she was on.
And everybody's argument, and nobody's like, I had to do it.
Why? I did it. I did it. You went. You went.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you supposed to, like, what do you want?
Yeah.
You went. Yeah. Okay. But, yeah. So anyway.
Well, it's because 18-year-olds and 17-year-olds are getting duped into these high, high, high interest loans that they will never pay off.
Ever.
Like, I got lucky. My student loans are almost paid off.
Nice.
However, I did 2 years of community college, mm-hmm. and then I went to a state school.
Yeah.
I got lucky. Yep. You know what I mean? And I got lucky enough to, I was fortunate enough to have a decent job.
I was dumb.
But like.
Took out way too much money.
That's what happens, man.
Yeah. Because I was fucking poor. Took out way too much money, mm-hmm. then put off paying it for like 10 years. Then started making payments. The whole time it was accruing interest.
Yeah, those payments meant nothing, right?
So now I've been paying forever, and I still have a principal that's close to what I took out.
Yeah,
because I'm essentially only paying interest. And tell me how that's fair.
It's bullshit.
It sucks.
It's bullshit because you pay way more. I mean, I'm not. It's no secret here that higher education is a for-profit business.
It's just a qualification,
like,
now.
It's
just
all
like,
it is.
It's just qualification.
Yeah.
It's hey. And now they've scammed us into thinking that. See, like the idea that higher education, what it started off as, was real noble, right? It's like, hey,
right.
Sean, you're really interested in philosophy. Well,
right.
Great. You know, you got through high school, and now you're going to get to go to a school, a university,
uh-huh.
where you're going to be able to take classes and learn with learned professors,
yeah.
and peers and talk mm-hmm. about psychology or philosophy. And, you know, maybe you'll go on some fun trips and you'll have this whole immersive experience and you'll come out stronger for it.
Right.
At some point it just became, what do you like? I don't know, movies.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you're a communications major. Now give us 40 grand a year.
Oh my God.
Okay.
That's exactly what it is.
And now it doesn't matter what, like you have to go to college. That has to cost that much money. And then when you're out, it doesn't mean shit anymore. And now they've convinced us that you need a master's degree, mm-hmm. which before was a fucking, it's called a master's degree.
Yeah.
And now we're
oh,
like
no,
master's
dude,
is the bachelor's.
I feel like, I don't know. Like I have my bachelor's degree and I feel like it doesn't mean
doesn't
shit.
Doesn't mean shit.
It doesn't mean shit.
No, it means dick.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean anything. What a scam.
Like,
and
yeah.
then you paid for years, you know, to how long you been out of college?
9 years.
Yeah. So
nine
say
years.
A decade.
Yeah.
You just said your loans are almost paid off.
Exactly.
So you've been paying for a decade on your student loans.
Yeah.
And what's it gotten you? Like you've got a job that's tangentially connected to your degree.
Right.
But
like
that's a pretty wide degree.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Dude, I wasn't even the right major for the first few weeks of so I was a theater major for 2 years, which is great. There are actually lots. I hate when people say theater majors, theater degree is a stupid degree. There's actually a shit ton of stuff you can do with it if you are actually in. Too many people become theater majors because they liked acting in the school play in high school. Too
right.
many people become theater majors because they liked hanging out with their friends in the school play in high school. The real work of a theater major has so much to do with like production and not just acting, but actually like crew jobs.
Yeah.
And like there's actual careers to be had
okay.
in theater arts. But anyway, so I was a theater major for 2 years and I was one of those kids though. You know what I'm saying? Like, even though I do still enjoy production and stuff like that, and all, I was one of the kids who was like, oh, I liked acting, so I guess I'll be a theater major. I didn't know what that meant and what that meant for me. And then
right.
when I finished my 2-year degree, I was like, well, I guess I needed a bachelor's degree because I felt like I was supposed to. And then panicked and left school for a year because I didn't know what the fuck I was supposed to do with my life. Finally decided I wanted to be a... I wanted to get a journalism degree. That's what I wanted, to go specifically for journalism. But I ended up going for communications. But then they put me in communication studies. Nobody teaches you anything. So I was communication studies.
Yeah.
And then they're like signing me up for classes and stuff like that. And then they're like, these are the things you want to do. So you want to take this, this, and this, and this. I was like, no, I want to be in those classes. Like, and they were like, oh, no, you want mass communication.
Right.
Mass How come gunk. Nobody told me the fucking difference?
Yeah.
How come nobody told me the difference? Because you tell them you want to be communicate in the communications department. Like, nobody told you there's two separate degrees in that fucking department. And then once you figure it out, luckily I figured it out early enough that I'm like, no, 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 switch this shit around. There are people who spend literally a year in that in that degree. But then they're like, oh, fuck you. I guess you got to come back for at least another semester.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for the
heads up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for paying us. And then, but then you have kids that I had a friend in college who just didn't get it, who literally didn't understand. Most of us were paying our own ways through school, had student loans that we had to pay. And I remember one day we all got a letter in the mail saying that we owed there was a glitch in the system, and every student who was on financial aid got a thing in the mail saying that we owed the school $5,000 or else we had to like drop out. So everybody's panicking. And then we found out like a day later that like, no, complete that accident.
Dog just had 45 minutes left. So sorry.
Oh yeah. Okay. so we all were panicking, and my buddy's just like, no, I didn't get that. We're like, really? You're the only one that didn't get it.
Because he was not financial aid.
He was not financial aid, which is fine. I'm not going to give somebody shit because their parents can afford to pay for their college. But this was the same kid who had everything he needed and didn't understand when I was like, no, I can't drive you to Walmart because I don't have gas in my car. You're going to give me gas money? But then these are the same kids who have no money of their own.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's not. But it's such rarefied air. You really have to be a top. You really have to be a one percenter to even go to state school.
To go to a state school without any financial aid,
without
still going to cost you.
Yeah, dude.
I think it's 60, 70 grand probably. If you do 4 years and you have to live on campus, I think for the first year at least, like they require it.
Yeah.
For like your freshman year, they don't let you.
Yeah, yeah.
Like they require you to live on campus.
they're just raping you on room and board
because that's what costs the most
meal
yeah.
plan. Right.
And then most of the time, say you do get a full ride scholarship. A lot of those full ride scholarships are still like, no, we're just paying your tuition. You still have to come up with room and board,
right?
Which is a majority of your, and if you want to eat,
right?
Like, oh, well you need the meal plan. Right. Okay. What if I don't want, I don't want the meal plan. Well, then you better figure out how you're going to make yourself food every fucking day.
Yeah.
Oh, and guess what? You live in the fucking dorms where you can't have a stove or an oven and shit. So
welcome to the shanty dorms. Lord of mercy.
Don't get me wrong. I think you get a lot out of college. I think I needed to go to, I think me personally, I think I got a lot out of it. I do think I'm a better person because.
Yeah. But it's growth. It's
exactly.
not education.
That's
it's
my
growth.
Point. No, yeah. I'm
it's
saying
just, hey,
me
man.
Becoming an adult.
Yeah.
And it wasn't the education I necessarily. Right. I learned some shit.
Yeah, but
it's
shit that you can look up on the fucking internet.
That's
now.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Anybody.
You learned how to, like, manage your time. You got drunk until you got sick.
Right.
So you went, okay, 11 is too many beers.
Right.
So I'll take it down a notch. You kind of learned, like, valuable life lessons.
Yeah.
But that's not worth fucking $40,000 a year.
Oh no, 100%.
That's insanity.
I completely agree.
When I was out of high school, there was a moment nobody ever gave a shit about what I was going to do after school, which is now looking back, I'm like, why did nobody fucking
care?
No,
dude, I think about that all the time.
What I wanted to do. Yeah.
Like how come yeah.
It was terrible. But anyway, aside from, you know, catastrophic childhood angst that
sure.
I have from that. There was a moment in time mm-hmm. where it was like, okay, so you want to go to NYU? And I was like, yeah, I want to go to NYU. And NYU at that time was $34,000 a semester or $34,000 a year. And it was like $34,000. That's a ridiculous amount of money, right? I remember SU being $35,000 or $32,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
And now... Looking at what it's doubled, it's fucking $50,000-$60,000 a year.
It's insane.
It's
impossible.
So impossible.
It is impossible for your.
So
for
if you
the
make
average student
right.
to get into these schools,
if you make as an adult, if you have a job where you make $60,000 a year,
good for you.
Yeah, but you're fucked.
You're still fucked.
You can't
exactly.
pay. You can't pay for that.
You can't. Yeah, you can't. You can't afford for your kid to go to that school.
That's a $250,000 education, for at the end of which they will go, well, you know, I learned how to manage my schedule, and that 11 was too many beers.
Yep.
Fuck You, because textbooks are $700 a piece, because you're going to pay for a meal plan for dog shit fucking calf food that's, you know, whatever, $200 a month or $400 a month or whatever, that's not worth it. Mm-hmm. You're going to pay to live in some shitty dorms that are essentially like ICE prison cells. You know, they're literally concrete block with shitty single beds. And you know, a fucking hot plate.
Yeah.
That's worth it.
Can't have a hot plate in a dorm, you fucking crazy.
Right. But like, dude, I mean, that's, and they get you from the moment you,
this is for your future,
come out of your, like, you're birthed into the world. All right, now you're at a public school. Your $2 a day lunches are over. What do you want to do? You better go to school. You're immediately in debtor's prison.
Yeah. Unless you're the type of kid, like, trust me, there are driven kids out there who at 18 know damn well they want to be a lawyer or a doctor. Like, those kids exist, sure. But that's like 1% of the people out there. And we're pigeonholed into believing that a college education is this thing, which it is, though, at the same time. Like,
but if it wasn't, I guess, if, is it? Or is it just status?
No, that's what I'm saying, though.
It's like, just status.
Like, you get job applicants. Like, if you look up at a job, like, oh, bachelor's degree required.
Yeah.
Like, why?
I don't have a bachelor's
degree. Tell me why. Tell me why a bachelor's degree is required for this job.
I never finished. And I've gone on a lot of interviews that were bachelor's required and blah, blah, blah.
People don't actually care.
Oh, nobody gives a shit.
Do you have the work experience?
Yeah.
Do you have proof of that work experience?
You're good.
Great.
Thanks.
Yeah.
So you made money instead of spending $250,000 on education.
Yeah. And don't get me wrong. There are definitely people who also have, you know, owe their careers to things they did for themselves in college. They, you know, I mean, like, there are definitely tools you gain. Like, I definitely had people within my class in college who did internships at the right place.
Of course.
That got them a hookup at a sweet job once they graduate. Of course. Don't get me wrong. Those things exist. I'm not.
But the mass majority of kids that graduate college, they have that stark moment of reality at the after the graduation ceremony. We're like, well, now what are you going to do?
Yeah, I
guess I'm going to dodge my student loan officer.
Well, no, that's exactly what it is. And the fact that you don't have to touch your student loans for 4 years and then it's still, what, 9 months after you graduate before you have to do anything with it?
Yeah.
You completely ignore it. It's like, hey, you can, they sucker you into literally taking like sometimes hundreds of thousands of dollars out, and they make it so high interest because you have no credit.
You're a kid. You're a child.
You're literally a child saying, hey, kid, here's hundreds of thousands of dollars that'll get you through the next 4 years of your life. Yeah. And you know what? You're going to have a pretty sweet 4 years.
Yeah.
And because you won't have to worry about it.
Do yourself a favor.
For 4 years.
Take out a couple of more bucks to get you through. Because you know what? You're going to be hungry. It's nice to get pizza.
Books are expensive.
Books are expensive. You know, take out the books, but also, you know what would be cool? If you got that pack of blank DVDs.
Yeah, you might need those.
You might need those. Yeah. You probably should get the spindle of 100.
I have a stack of blank DVDs.
Yeah.
On my shelf
that you bought
from
college. Yeah, right.
That I bought in the college bookstore.
For
because I had to buy them in the college bookstore if I wanted to use the money I got through my student loan.
Yep. Yep. I know.
They're willing to give you hundreds of thousands of dollars and then tell you how you have to spend it.
100%.
And
hey,
then
here's a sweatshirt. Here's your $70 SUNY sweatshirt. Enjoy it. Here's your hat, your $40 hat. You can spend the money in the store. It's right here. We have a store. We have everything. It's like a fucking commissary. Yeah,
but we also sell fucking like sodas and beef jerky.
Yeah.
At a fucking markup.
Yeah, dude. It's such a crazy scam.
You know, I know you don't have a car on campus, so you can't get to Walmart because it's across town where you can buy a 50-cent soda.
Yeah.
But you can buy this $3 soda in the vending machine in the bookstore.
Just use your card.
Just use your card, man. Just use your card.
Everything's tied to your ID.
We had Dragon Bucks.
Dragon Bucks.
That's what they were. We had fucking Dragon Bucks.
I had an ID the ID that had the magnetic strip that had your student loan and your Pell and Tap balance loaded
had it
on
all
it.
Right on there.
It was just great.
Yeah.
So yeah, you could go buy a $3.25 fucking 20-ounce Coke, and you're like, oh my god, this still works. I still have money in here.
Yeah.
Until you'll be paying it until you're 70 years old.
We had restaurants in town that took it too.
That's criminal.
We had restaurants in town.
It's so sinister.
Be like, oh, call the pizza place. They'll take your Dragon Bucks. They take Dragon Dollars at fucking Sal's, man.
Sinister.
And then you call up and be like, oh, yeah, just fucking use my Dragon Bucks, man. And your Dragon Bucks could be replenished. So we had some kids who their parents would just like, ah, this is where they can only use it at school. Yeah, bullshit. They're buying their buddies' friends. So those are they're buying beer for their. Yeah. What am I trying to say? They buy food with their Dragon Bucks for their friends. So those friends then buy the beer.
Yeah,
it's that simple, yeah, guys. Yeah, yeah. Like, don't get me wrong. I don't take back going to school, but it fucks a lot of people. And then the same guy, who just literally didn't comprehend how financial aid worked, because he's just like, oh, I don't know, my parents just, but then didn't understand that other people's parents just didn't pay.
Yeah. Oblivious.
I think he's a nice guy.
Yeah, it's
but the fact that he's
life.
Just ignorant to it made it really difficult. Who then years later, got married to his college sweetheart. They own a house now, all these things. And I would say that they have a life very similar to me and Kieran, as far as like they met when they were young, they met in college, we met in high school, you know, finished school, they got married, bought a house, blah, blah, blah. But I know damn well that they got help.
Yeah, sure.
And so he has a perspective. He got in an argument online with one of our other friends from college. My friend was saying, he's like, I literally don't think I'll ever be able to own a house. I owe so much money in student debt.
Yeah.
I'm literally never going to be able to buy a house. And then this guy chimed in and was like, you're just not working hard enough then. And I'm like, you can't tell people to work harder when you don't understand what that means.
Yeah.
You can't. That's not fair. That's not like, because I, and I'm not,
it's hard,
and
dude.
I'm not making assumptions either. Like, there was literally a post online about how he was, you know, they were like, thanks so-and-so. I think it was like a relative of theirs for helping us with the down payment on our house. Thanks so-and-so. I'm like, do you know how hard I had to fucking work to get a down payment on my house?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's next to impossible.
Yeah. It's hard to do.
And the fact that he was just cool with being like, you're just not working.
You know what makes different people, though? I was thinking about that.
I still think he's a good guy. That's the frustrating thing. I still think he's a good guy. I just think he's completely oblivious and ignorant to the work that actually, what that actually means.
It just makes different people. Like, I was thinking about, for some reason, I was thinking about Steve-O when I woke up this morning.
Okay.
Don't know why.
That's
open my eyes and my brain fires up.
Sure.
Steve-O.
Of Jackass fame.
Image of Steve-O popped into my head. And I was just thinking about him doing all this crazy shit his whole life.
He shouldn't be alive.
He shouldn't be alive. It's not only the stunts, it's the drugs, it's all this shit, right? But he just has this different idea of what life is. Steve-O's dad was a huge, like, VP in the Pepsi company. They lived in Westchester County. They moved to Toronto.
Right.
He grew up with fucking au pairs and butlers and lived in hotels in Europe and lived this incredibly privileged life.
Mm-hmm.
So he has an entirely different understanding of what life is, what loss is, what you can gain and lose, an entirely different idea of what that means.
Right.
People who don't have a ton or didn't start off with a ton or work hard to get something or whatever, those people end up being conservative because you've been on the other end and you don't want to go back.
Yeah.
You multiply that, like you extrapolate that over a lifetime, mm-hmm. and that's just your personality. It's just, you don't take risks. You kind of, you know, you're shy. You do a couple of big things. You know, maybe you're on vacation. I'm going to Florida this year. But you're not fucking going to you know, whatever, Dubai, and, you know, with like a backpack and a couple of $1,000 and like figuring it out.
Right.
Because you just, you can't lose what you have, right? It's the same thing with this guy, man. It's like you have a whole different life experience. You're a whole different person. You can't identify with that. You can't fuck with that. Until you're that kid, like I was, where you're in the student union and you look over and there's a fucking Visa booth and they're like, hey, do you want to sign up for a credit card? And I'm like, I don't know. And they're like,
God, listen,
you're going to
get... Those guys shouldn't even be allowed on campus.
We'll give you $25 free for fucking whatever,
just
Walmart grocery. Yeah. Are you hungry? Because look, you get a free Pizza Hut pizza with this. Do you want a pizza?
Yeah.
I want a fucking pizza. I'm starving. Yeah. Me and my friends want to eat that pizza because we're super high.
Yeah.
And yes, I'll do this. And you're going to give me what? You're going to give me $2,000 on this card I can use today.
Yeah.
All I have to do is give you the number that you're going to give me right now. I can use it anywhere.
Uh-huh.
Rad. Oh, and then like, dope. You know, four
oh,
years
my
later.
My minimum payment's only like 10 bucks a month?
Awesome. How do I owe $12,000 on this credit card that
and it's,
I maxed out in 2 days? I don't understand.
It's a lack of education.
They're preying on children, literal children.
That's what I'm saying.
Literal children.
Yeah, and the people who will say, oh, well, you didn't, you know, it's hard. I dare people to come up having next to nothing and then being given thousands of dollars and not fuck it up. Yeah. I dare you.
Yeah, you can't.
When I was in college, my grandmother passed away. I got like 10 grand when she died.
Mm-hmm.
That shit was gone.
Mm, yeah.
Gone. Because I had zero like financial education. You know what I'm saying? That shit disappeared. Did I pay off some shit? Sure.
Mm-hmm.
But not. I didn't have $10,000. Aside from student loan debt, which I couldn't touch anyway because I was in college. $10,000 yeah, in college should have lasted me... Yeah. As just fuck off money
yeah.
should have lasted me like a year.
Yeah. Or,
like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Considering I lived in the dorm,
yeah.
I had my meal plan fucking paid for.
That's a lot of fuck off money.
That's a lot of fuck off money.
Especially with like
for an
$18
pizza. Who didn't have a cell phone bill because my mom was paying it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Thankfully.
Yeah.
The only thing I had was like my car insurance
yeah.
and gas. That's it. But that shit was gone in a matter of months. It shouldn't have been, but I had zero financial education because I also grew up in a house where, and I'm not bashing my family or my mom or anything, but like I grew up in a house where the lights would get turned off.
Yeah.
I grew up in a house where it was just like, oh, by the way, the cable's off or the lights are off.
Yeah.
And if unless you, and that can go one of two ways. Kieran's actually very financially responsible because she's like, I don't want this shit to happen to me.
Right.
I lived it. But right. then sometimes we'll be in the situation where it's like, you don't have to pay that for a couple months. They won't shut it off. Yet. They're probably not going to turn the heat off in January. So
right.
don't worry about it. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you let the shit slide.
I know.
And unless you have, and the only way to receive a proper financial education is from parents who have money to fucking, to make sure you have everything you need. But then those kids aren't in situations where they get presented with thousands of dollars
yeah.
and say, hey, don't fuck this up.
Don't fuck it up.
It's easy to say don't fuck this up when you're not in a position to have fucked up.
I came home one summer from working on the road, and I had been spending money for the previous 3 months like Scarface.
Right.
Just like fucking buying stupid shit. Like just so an idiot,
yep.
right? I mean, total idiocy.
Yeah.
I remember coming home, emptying my bag. I was living home, you know, and going into this envelope and seeing, I'm like, oh, the fuck, man, 12 grand. What am I going to do with 12 grand in cash? What am I going to do with this? This ain't shit. I had spent so much money
mm-hmm.
that 12 grand wasn't shit to me.
Right.
It was fucking a laughable amount of money. Like I felt like, what was the point in just going to work for 90 days if I only came home with $12,000 in cash? So I spent it like I was a fucking...
You like spent it like you had $5 in your pocket.
I spent it like I had $5 in my pocket.
Yeah.
I spent it like fucking John Bon Jovi. I was just... And I think about that number because it sticks out a lot in my head. If I had $12,000 to spend as an adult,
yeah,
I would erase monthly payments. I would lower fucking mm-hmm. rates. I would have maybe invested a couple of the bucks in
yeah.
something. Like I could have done so much damage, but I spent it on like shitty beer and like, do you guys want to go get a room at the fucking Omni in Albany?
Yeah, we'll just fuck off.
I don't care. We'll go stay for a weekend. We'll get the big one. I don't give a shit. What's it going to cost? $1,000? I don't want to fuck $1,000.
Right.
I don't give a shit. That's idiotic.
Yeah.
In fact, 2 days after I got home, my aunt had died and she had left me like $5,000. And I went to the bank and I asked for the money in cash. And I remember the lady going, what? And I was like, can I just have it? And I don't have a bank account.
She's right.
Like, what? I can't just give you $5,000. I'm like, yeah, I know you have the money. You know, and I'm pointing at the fucking right. vault. Like it's
here's
here.
A check.
Just give me
$5,000.
They made me sign paper. Like I had to sign like a tax paper. Like mm-hmm. you can't just have
right.
this.
It's not that simple.
It didn't make sense to me.
Right.
And
I
didn't even remember that $5,000 touching my hands. Like just it was like, ugh. Like spend it. It's gone.
Yeah.
You guys want to go to lunch? Who? All of you. Let's all go to lunch. Let's
everybody
all
in the
do
bank.
This. Yeah. Yeah. Drinks on me. Just idiot. Yeah. So same thing. Came from not a lot and then got an awful lot. And didn't know how to handle it, so I ran through it and learned all those lessons and then spent, you know, years as an adult going like, I fucking wish that I had saved that money. Like, I'm yeah. so stupid. Yeah. Yeah, it's dumb. But, you know, that fucking, that pizza for that that Visa gift card, that Visa fucking credit card was pretty delicious.
That pizza. The most delicious pizza.
And that day, on the roof of the student union,
Jay and his friends ate like kings.
Exactly.
You know, like, it's therapeutic for me to have these conversations. It is. Because it's things, you know, frustrating things out there, and it bugs me. My biggest issue in the world is people who lack perspective. Yeah. And then also not being able to. It's one thing to lack perspective, but you have to be able to admit that you do. That's the thing.
Right.
Like, not obviously, not every person has experienced everything everybody else has.
Right.
But you need to have, you know, empathy, and understand that there are people going through shit that you have not gone through, and don't assume you know what's best for them.
That's what we lack right now, sir.
It's
the big lack of empathy. That's how I was explaining my daughter's going through a tough time in you know, with middle school and stuff. It's just a tough time.
I mean, yeah. She's
aside
have a
from
tough 4 years probably.
Right.
Yeah.
And aside from being, you know, a pandemic and shit, it's
right.
just she's a 13-year-old girl.
Right. If this wasn't going on, she'd still be having a tough time.
It's
probably.
Tough.
Yeah.
And she's like, every once in a while she'll kinda open up about, you know, this person's an asshole and this person, blah, blah, blah. And we talk about stuff, but I'm like, you know what, kid? This is why everybody's so upset right now, because that asshole kid that you deal with every day or 5 days a week runs the fucking country now. And most of those kids learn right. a lesson or end up in jail. But in this case, we're all upset because that motherfucker won all of it. Got to take home the tin.
Yeah.
And was like, and then not only won, but it was like, I fucking told you I'd win. So now you're
yeah.
all going to fucking pay.
Right.
Yep. That sucks. Yeah. So, yeah.
So, right. Hey, just be nice to people.
Be nice to
people.
It's
have
hard,
understanding.
Dude.
It's very hard. The
you see a motherfucker walking around Target without a mask on, I am.
The hardest thing is to be nice to that person.
Oh, it's like swallowing glass.
Yeah, but it's better than just having a shouting match in the middle of Target.
Do you think you could name more
state capital,
more states, or more presidents in a quicker amount of time?
States.
Yeah.
Why? Why do you ask that?
I was just curious.
I mean,
like,
if I gave you
30 seconds,
uh-huh.
could you name more states or more presidents?
States, 100% states.
Okay.
I'm pretty good at geography.
Okay.
So I
so
think
you see
I could,
in your head.
I would go like
Maine.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I would work
Mass,
my way
blah, blah,
across.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Okay. But you couldn't work your way backward.
No, I would get held up at like
Herbert Hoover.
I think I could get as far back as like Ford. Maybe. That's a stretch. I'd be guessing a couple times in there too.
Really?
So, yeah.
To Ford?
Maybe.
Ford. Johnson. Ford was the 70s. Okay. Yeah.
And that's a maybe. There would be, like I said, there'd be a couple guesses in there. So. But you don't want to.
Are you good through the 80s? Or do you start getting a little wonky?
I'd get wonky in the 80s.
There was fucking one guy in the 80s.
Well, there was like two.
There was one. There was one guy from 80 to 88.
So two, then.
Yeah.
Okay, so then I would get through the 80s. I just wasn't thinking about like how many terms and shit. So yeah, I'd get into the 70s, guess a couple times. I'd get into the 60s probably.
Okay.
Yeah, I think.
I think I start to lose it around the 50s. But the
I could name every state that I could do.
Really?
Yeah. And not in 30 seconds, but if you told me, like, draw a map of the U.S., I think...
You think you could bang it out?
I'd get fucking close. I think I'd get fucking close.
You want to put your money where your mouth is.
Fine. Bring me a blank fucking, like...
I want you to name them.
You want me to name all the states?
In your head,
literally
go.
Literally in my head? Or you want me to just...
I want you to say them. Go.
So if we start in the Northeast, you're not timing me, are you?
I'm going to give you...
Don't time me,
dude.
I'm going to
give
on.
You 90 seconds.
That's too...
I'm going to give you 90 seconds.
That's are you also going to have a list in front of you so you can...
I'm going to count them out. I'm going to count them out in my fingers, and then we'll explore it afterwards. But it's perfect. And ready? Go.
Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut, New York, Pennsylvania, Delaware, Maryland... Virginia, West Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Kentucky, Ohio, Tennessee, Georgia, New Orleans, Florida, Alabama, Mississippi, Missouri, Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana. Did I say New Orleans? I meant Louisiana. Uh-huh. Washington, Oregon, California, Hawaii, Alaska, Idaho, Montana, Nevada, Kansas, Idaho. Did I say Idaho already? North Dakota, South Dakota, Michigan, Wisconsin, Tennessee, Kentucky. I said Missouri. I don't know if I'm repeating stuff. New Mexico. Oklahoma, Kentucky, Pennsylvania, I said that. New Jersey, New York, Rhode Island, I said that. Delaware.
You're about out of time. You missed Minnesota and the entire West Coast.
I didn't miss the entire West Coast. I said...
You never said California, Oregon, Washington.
I said Oregon, Washington, California. Did I not say those?
I don't think so. I'll be honest with you. I stopped paying attention after about six states. I just wanted to see how far you would take this. But you did an admirable job. That's not bad. There's a lot of people that can't do that. I'm just trying to show.
What are you getting at?
I'm going to show the world what you got with a SUNY education.
Okay.
Was it worth
Fair
it?
Enough. You pushed for this.
Yeah.
Do you want to name presidents?
Oh, I don't know if I could do that.
Yeah, okay.
I could. I mean, okay.
Great. Okay. Just see how far back you can get.
Okay, Trump, Obama.
Yeah.
Everybody's fucking turning this shit off. We're really going to sit here and listen to these two idiots try to figure... All right, Trump, Obama.
I'm not going
to
time you either. Just see how far back you can get.
Trump, Obama, Bush, Clinton, Bush, Reagan, Carter, Ford, Johnson, Kennedy... Eisenhower, maybe not in order, but that's okay.
Okay.
Wait, how many is that? That's 10, 11?
Oh, I wasn't counting.
11? I think that's 11.
I was just saying, see how far back you can get.
Oh, yeah. And now shit gets squirrely, because now I'm in the 50s. So then Eisenhower's in the 50s, right? I like Ike. Who lives in the infamy guy was... FDR. No. But FDR was a guy.
And he was president for a long-ass time.
He was FDR. Teddy Roosevelt was another guy.
So you're not going... You're just naming presidents
now. No, I'm just firing into the dark.
Okay.
So that's two Roosevelts.
Sure.
So that's 14.
I think you skipped a guy, too, in the... I could be wrong, but go.
I think I'm at 14. I can do Buchanan, Polk. 15, 16. Lincoln, 17. Ulysses S. Grant, 18. Washington, Adams, Jefferson. This was that 1921. Did I fucking sputter out?
There were two Adams.
There were.
Yeah.
John Quincy Adams.
Yeah.
And
Yep. John Adams.
John Adams.
Yeah.
Okay. Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Then there were some weird motherfuckers that were in there that like, I don't think anybody remembers.
Nobody. Nobody. Yeah. Well, you skipped Nixon.
I did skip Nixon.
You skipped Nixon.
Yeah, Nixon would have been the bridge in
Taft.
In the 60s. Taft. Taft's one of those guys.
Taft's a fat motherfucker.
Yeah,
too.
Taft is one of
Andrew Garfield. Jackson.
Garfield. Jackson. Yeah, good call. Nobody can do it. I don't think.
I couldn't name all of them, but I think I could do okay. There's 45 of those motherfuckers.
I don't think you could. Yeah.
I couldn't do it. I couldn't name all of them.
No. It's impossible. There was a lot of, and there was a lot of early ones that were real sketchball. Like, everybody knows the first two or three. And then there's that chunk where it's like, oh, I don't know. And then
Woodrow
you pick,
Wilson.
That's way later.
I know, but I'm just.
I'm saying you go like two or three. The first three are solid.
The first
then
three, yeah.
Empty.
Because it was Washington, Adams, Jefferson,
and then you're like
Adams.
Lincoln?
Lincoln
and that's
was the 14th
that's
president.
That's way late. Right.
I can get through
presidents.
Four. I can tell you the first four presidents, and then that's it.
Washington, Adams.
I just said it.
Jefferson, Adams.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a whole, yeah. See, this. And this
Who's
is,
the guy that died like a month after he was inaugurated?
This is That's the shit I'm talking about.
See? Because he didn't wear a coat. He didn't wear a coat at his inauguration. He caught his death.
You'll catch your death out there.
You'll catch your death.
Teddy Roosevelt got shot. Kept going. Kept talking. Kept. It was at a speech. Got shot in the guts in Buffalo. Kept it moving.
We need to wrap this up, sir.
I know.
No. I'm saying that's what they told the president. They were like, "I know you got shot, but we gotta."
He was a tough guy.
Garfield got shot, right?
I guess. This is what I mean.
This is what I'm talking about.
Look, the country isn't that old. We're not talking about like ancient prehistoric times. We're talking about a couple hundred
years. A lot of
times
in those like one family would be like in charge for a century.
I'm just saying for us as citizens,
sure.
We can't name 45 men.
True.
Like that ran the shit from the beginning to now.
Right. That's true.
Now, I could name 45 Yankees. I can't name 45 fucking presidents.
But there's been
the
a lot
United
more Yankees.
Yeah, okay.
So you can name a higher percentage of presidents that you can Yankees.
Okay. Sure. Yep.
I'm trying to give you credit here.
That's true. It's still not good. I feel like we should, again, we'll go back to education here.
Sure.
I feel like I should know this. Maybe I did know it at one point. And it just
I knew that I knew every state and every state capital at one point.
Yeah.
At one point, I did. I couldn't tell you half the state capitals now, but at one point, I knew them
all. Yeah, there's a couple shitty ones out there, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I feel bad for people who live in, like, you know, I don't know, fucking Raleigh, North Carolina, and you ask them what the capital of New York is, and they're like, New York. Like,
yeah, everybody, so many people just assume it's New York.
No, it's not. Why not? Why wouldn't it be?
Why wouldn't it be?
I don't know. Oh, Massachusetts. Boston. Is it? No, it's not. Is Springfield the capital of Massachusetts?
That sounds right, but I could be. But I don't know.
Is it Worcester?
Worcester.
Is it North Adams?
Do you know the capital of fucking Florida?
Yes. It's
it's not one of the big ones.
No, it's not one of the big ones. I just blanked. What is it?
Tallahassee. Tallahassee.
Yeah.
Explain that shit.
Nobody knows.
Or California. It's Sacramento.
Yeah.
Now, it's a big city, but
come
that's
on.
Not fucking...
It's not Los Angeles.
Exactly.
San Francisco.
San Diego. Eh, hey, see. this wrapped up...
Hours ago.
Forever ago.
I know.
So, hey, Jay, this was really good for me. I am a cocky piece of shit who, when given the opportunity to, like, list things I know, mm-hmm. I get really on board with that. So I was very excited to name states.
I know.
For you.
I know.
I know. I appreciate you did that for me.
I do what I can. I'm glad it was good for you.
I'm just irritated now that I can't remember the name of the motherfucker who died at like a month in.
You'll get it. Bill Walton.
The great Bill Walton.
Kareem the Dream.
This is seriously going to bug me. I'm going to remember like after we turn the mic
off. You're going to Google it. And then
no,
it's gonna
I'm not
going to
Google it.
I'm going to Google it. And I'm going to send you the name.
Don't
and then
do
you're
it.
Gonna then you're going to swear at me.
Fuck.
I'm sorry. Harrison.
Tyler. That's who it was.
Was it?
Yeah. There was a Harrison. Oh, wait. No, it was William Henry Harrison. You're right.
Okay.
You were right.
There you go. Thank you.
Yes. William Henry Harrison from the great state of Indiana, which is a state I did not list.
I don't think we can tie it in any better than
so
that.
So I wrapped up a twofer at the end there. This has been Hard On Podcast. Jay, that was very good for me until the very end. Thank you.